now it's sort of like, where is everything? It's boxes. And I don't know what's going to fit what. I don't have nearly that much room. It's a two-bedroom apartment.
I was going to ask you how many bedrooms.
I'm going from a 3,400 square foot house to a two-bedroom apartment. Oh, and to me, it's a palace. Oh. Do you believe that? It's such a palace. I walk in there. It's mine. It's my place. The only thing is I have my kids, and they need to know it's mine. I keep saying, I'm the queen of the castle. You listen to me. But they have different ideas.
Oh, my. Yeah, I do. Perception is, it's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
You say 3,400 to two-bedroom, but it's like, when it's yours, when there's freedom. Oh,
freedom is like amazing. I never knew how much I gave up until I found my freedom. Not that he was that stifling. He gave me a lot of freedom. In fact, that's what kept me there. I thought I was free. I actually have a whole idea for a story. It was like I was on a cruise ship and I was thinking how great. I have this cruise ship. I am rich. I am lucky. And then it suddenly dawned on me one day that I was the servant on the cruise ship. And the cruise ship wasn't going anywhere. It was just going in circles in the ocean. There was nothing to see.
What the? Was that a dream?
This is how my mind works. I work with metaphors. So then the metaphor was one day I took a little dinghy and I got off that cruise ship. And the little dinghy was tossed around. And it was really scary because I wasn't on this big safe ship. But all of a sudden the little dinghy got through the waves and all. And suddenly I landed on this beautiful paradise. And I realized how much better it was than to be on the cruise ship.
Oh, my God.
And especially the whole idea that I was the servant on the cruise ship.
That was a really, I wasn't expecting that flip.
I know. Well, this is the whole thing about being a writer. You can write whatever you feel. And this is, sometimes it's the best way to describe how you feel is to write a story that's an analogy.
Yeah.
So that's my analogy.
That's an excellent one.
Thank you.
What you're just saying with the house practically. What you're saying with the boat that's in the ship.
You see how it ties in?
Yeah.
And then the tunnel. I keep saying a tunnel, but being tossed around on a little dinghy in the unknown waters is very similar to a tunnel, too.
Yeah, that's right, Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I can't see where I'm going, either.
Yeah. I know.
But I have music. Music is leading me. See, I would never have done this if it wasn't for music.
That song,
The Unknown, came out of me, and I didn't even know it and set you free. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah,
it turned out it had a lot of meaning.
Yeah, isn't that something? And all those were at times where you were like, "What's going to come next? What's
going
to come next? I can't. What am I? What's
going
to?"
Where's
this going? You're something else is going to come. New songs are going to come, and you're like, "No, you know, there was always something.
Yeah,
and always something new that was coming.
That's interesting because I can't seem to play my old songs now. I go to play my guitar, and I have four chords now. Of something. Four chords.
Wow.
I don't know exactly how I'm going to go with them and what melody or what the song is about, but it's starting. Something's happening. But I just think, what is it? It's like giving birth. You don't know what it's going to be, a girl, a boy, or is this song going to be a love song, a lost song? What is it?
Yeah, it's a mystery to you, the writer.
I love it.
Oh, gosh, gee, so much has been going on with you.
Yeah, I know.
You've been playing and living with music.
I know. How do I do what I'm doing at the same time that I'm living with so much stress? I mean, I haven't told you a half of it, but the music is so elevating and miraculous and beautiful, and that's what I love about my story.
Oh, my gosh.
That's I'm going to miss the continuing part, but somehow I think we're going to be connecting again in a different way. I totally see it.
I do too, Judy.